This is Kelly Lally, and I'm here in Pig, Kentucky with Mr. Gilbert Sanders. Today is August the 13th, 1987. When were you born, Mr. Sanders? 1909? And where did you grow up?
Get that a little closer.
How many people were you in your family?
Four. Two children. My parents. I got one brother.
And were you the oldest or the youngest?
No, I'm the youngest.
What did your family do for a living?
Farm.
How were times for your family during the Depression? Was it real rough?
Well, it was rough, but the people on the farm managed to live because we raised and so much of the things we eat. We didn't have any money, but we got by.
How did you hear that, please?
We stayed on the farm.
How did you hear about the CCC?
I really don't know. I don't remember the first that I heard about. There wasn't any cane shell close to the Madeline Cave. I was raised around Bonneville in Hart County. And Madeline Cave was the closest cane that I knew about. But when I signed up to go to camp, I went to Nevada first. I spent 6 months there, then come back to Madeline Cave. And I couldn't say just how come I didn't hear about them.
How did you sign up? Do you remember? Did you have to go into Munkerville or?
When I went in, they was trying to get all the high school graduates they could get, and that was one requirement at that time. It wasn't under. Later, you know, you had to be on some type of relief, I think. But it didn't start with. Sorry, but they tried to get all the high school graduates they could get. I was just out of school and I could go out of high school.
What year did you go in to the CCC?
1936.
And when you got back from Nevada and you came to Mammoth Cave, what camp were you in?
Number 4.
Four? How long did you stay in?
I believe I just stayed 1 6-month term. I was talking to my wife about this morning. The best I remember, I just stayed 1 6-month term.
Well, when you were in Nevada, what kind of projects did you work on?
I worked with a survey crew. We were surveying a stagecoach trail, an old stagecoach trail from Ely, Nevada to Reno. And I was on the survey team.
And when you came back and went into number 4 camp, what kind of work did you do there?
I started in with the engineering in the office, the engineer's office. Yeah, I had experience in that, and that's what I started over here. And we was mostly surveying farms then in the park. See, the park hadn't been officially turned over to the government then, and they were still working on the farm surveys. Worked on that mostly.
What kind of experience did you have that made them put you in the engineering office?
I really don't know. Other than there was only the first group I went in, there was only 3 high school graduates in the group, 240 of them. And they wanted me to on the survey crew. And of course, after working there 6 months, but then when I come back down here, well, they called from the engineer's office down here. And we didn't work a 6-hour term, but most of the boys just worked 6 hours. But we worked 8-hour shifts just like any other, because I was working under the ECW at that time.
And the ECW stands for the Emergency Conservation Unit? So you surveyed the farms in the area?
Yeah, we were spotting all the farms on the map, and spot them. We had to resurvey them in order to plot them on the map for the park.
So you would go out to each farm, and what would you do out there?
We would survey the farm. farm. The usual one of the engineers would go with us. And there'd be maybe two of us and sometimes three. One of the engineers, six engineers in all, they'd go with us.
So you'd measure and...
Yeah, I used transit. I was transit man.
And then
both places, Nevada and Mammoth Cave Hole.
And then did you show what buildings were on the land too? Is that?
No, just so we could plot it on the map, the lines, the corners of lines, and the people that the tracks join. And they all were supposed to fit in a map. They didn't always fit. They're supposed to.
So did people still own this land?
Part of it was still private owned, but very little. When I started here, most all of it had been bought and paid for. Some of it had, but most of it had.
And then you would take your measurements and stuff back and try to put them on a map, is that?
Yeah, we had to plot them, put them on a map.
Did you do any other type of work while you were at Mammoth Cave?
No. Except we worked on the water system. We installed a water system that the park did while we was there, and I helped with it in the survey work on the water system.
How were you paid? How much were you paid for?
$1 a day.
You made $30 a month for your engineering work?
$30 a month. And did they give us? I believe we just dropped $5 a month, and the rest of it was sent to where we wanted to send it. I believe that's right. Of course, they had the canteen, and you really didn't need any money, really, unless you smoked. And about it, and that's about the only thing I needed money for, was for the furniture, clothes, and food, and transportation.
What did you do with your free time?
Really, I didn't have much free time. I taught classes at night for the board and the weekends, and I usually went home on the weekends. So, trying to take classes at night and going home on the weekends, I didn't have much free time.
What class did you teach at night?
We taught mostly reading and math. Reading and arithmetic. Beginners.
Did you have many students?
Oh, yeah, we had. I don't remember how many I had. I didn't have as many as number four as I had in Nevada. We had to. I started out with 50, out of 250 in Nevada. The main thing they wanted to learn to write enough that they could write home. And as soon as they got so they could write a little note home, they dropped out of class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the ones at number four, I didn't have too many. I think about six is all I had. But they had another, they had an education advisor. But I didn't work on him, I worked separately.
Did you?
And I think he had more than his education advisor. He had more of his class than I did. I just didn't have to follow it. It wasn't my job.
Yeah, you weren't officially...
No.
Did many other guys do that, teach on the side?
No, not that I know of.
Do you feel like you were successful in teaching these guys to read and write?
Well, I was with the boys in Nevada. They was away from home. Away from home, they wanted to learn to ride home. But the ones that were here, I didn't do too much with them. I could help them some in that. Not too much.
Did you ever participate in any of the recreation programs that the camp had?
No.
So you went home most of the time on the weekend, did you?
Most of the time. I went home on the weekend.
Did you help out your family with the farming or?
No, not really. I just fished.
Got yourself a break. How'd you get home?
I walked up a bus. I drive the mail car from Miami Key over to the bus line in Park City and go home on the bus. Of course, there's always somebody in the camp going out. There's an army truck or ECW truck. One's always going to the post office, like, right over him and that post office. Going in the park.
Was there much interaction among the different camps at Mammoth Cave, you know, say 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Well, the only thing that I would know of, they had a community building. They had a name for it, but I forget what they called. Hoopy House, they called it. And they'd have basketball games, and then they'd have the... They showed pictures, reels of programs. I don't know. And then last week, we took them last week. And what they called Pizzia. And it was for all four of the camps. See, there was four camps in the park, and this building was for all four, to be used for all four of the camps. Then they played a few outside teams playing basketball.
Did the guys in the different camps pretty much get along with each other?
Oh yeah, we did here. People when they had a problem getting along with back in those days, like they seem to be now. At least we didn't have any problems. They all got along this time. See, these boys that didn't see then, they wasn't in camp because they wouldn't work or didn't know how to work. Came because they didn't have anything to do. You could always do anything you wanted done. And you could painters, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, anybody you want, you could do the job. And they would have done it.
Did any of the guys get along with the CCC boys play pranks on each other?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any of them?
No, not often, no. They just, on the new boys come in, most of them, they pull pranks on them. They wouldn't hurt them or injure them in a way. It's fun.
How did the white people feel about the presence of blacks in the camp nearby? Was there any racial tension whatsoever?
I didn't have much dealing with the black camp. I don't think it was really very much because they didn't push it. The blacks all belonged to local people. And when they started the Job Corps in Miami Cave, they tried to force them onto the local. They wanted to put them in the churches and rest and everything else. And that we had quite a bit of tension there. But the CCs were different. They didn't push them on anybody. If you wanted to accept them and mix with them, you couldn't. You didn't. After I went to work for the Park Service, they furnished me and my crew with CC boys that I was doing maintenance work. And when all of them went out except the black camp, because I had a black boys. I didn't have any problems. It was not real fun. People didn't resent them any more than they did anybody else at that time.
How did the local residents feel about the CCC being in the area? Was there any tension there?
I didn't know of any. There probably was. You always have a few that, I don't know, cause a little trouble maybe in town or something. Kind of give them a little bad name once in a while, but not very much. They really didn't resent them that I know you as I knew about.
I know a lot of residents who lived on what became Park Land were displaced from their homes.
Yeah. Some of them were resentful. But it wasn't on account of anything that the CC had done to them. The land buyers caused the problem. They promised people things to get them signed their deed or their what they want to call it, that they couldn't carry out, and that caused quite a bit of resentment. But it wasn't because it wasn't on account of anything that the boys did.
I guess the interaction with when the boys went in town, did the local residents ever come out to the camps for any reason?
Not really. They'd come to see their boys like that. You know what I mean? Just as far as visiting the camp.
Did many of the guys date local girls or go out with local girls?
All of us did, right? All of us did good. I was still in CC, and I met Eddie.
Did you all get married soon after you left?
Yeah, about a year, I guess, I started CC. I still meet boys once in a while. I met a boy about a month ago, I guess, in the barbershop at Rockville. That I was in camp with in Nevada, and I hadn't seen or heard of him. I didn't know what to come of him, where he went, and he came in the barbershop. In fact, he was one of my crew. I had five men on the survey crew. He was one of my men for about 3 months, worked with him. I hadn't seen him since then.
Were you in a leadership sort of position when you were in Nevada?
Mm-hmm. I never would take a, they had the leaders. I could have that in Rainy Town. They had 3 ratings, but I don't remember what they were. I was taking a course in correspondence, surveying. Time I was in. When I was in there, I never did take a leadership job. I wanted to do that kind of work. I couldn't do it and be a leader.
How successful do you feel like the CCC was in relieving the effects of the Depression?
I think it helped. It helped quite a lot, I think.
Did it make a difference for your family?
Well, it could have. I'll put it that way. My family was poor, and many of them. I had one brother. My mother passed away before that. And my brother and my dad, they wouldn't spend any of my money. I sent it to them at the bank. It could have helped me. They was kind of independent too. They wouldn't spend.
Oh, did they save it for you?
Yeah.
You had a nice little nest egg there when you got out.
Yeah. And it was, the nest egg was handy those days too.
Do you think the CCC made a difference to the economy? Around the Mammoth Cave area?
Yeah, it's true. Because there were 4 camps located here, and each camp had, I believe it was 6, but I don't know if it's in a definite number or limit or not, but they had quite a few, what they call vocal enrollees. And they'd just come in to camp and work and go back home with the night. And it was, it helped them out a lot, and that's what happened. They'd give them a job, and we had our laundry done locally, and they'd come in and pick up our laundry, and that helped a lot of people. About 250 boys in each camp. That amounted to a couple of dollars a week, something like that, for each person. this camp, and I get a lot of those people that need help. And they appreciate it too.
What do you think to be the greatest contribution of the CCC in general?
I really wouldn't know what to say about that. Because they learned, well, they've always learned a lot other than actually how to work. Most of them knew how to work, but they didn't know how to get out and how to find work. And this gave them, I don't know, give them more confidence in themselves. They found out there was work that they could do and that people would pay them for doing. And they knew more about how to find a job when they got out. And then they better qualified. Most all of them went to some kind of a class at night, at least one or two nights a week during the return. All of them did, and most of them did. And they learned quite a bit of it.
Do you think it made a difference for the military during World War II?
It should have. Now, of course, I wasn't in the military during the war. But they've always learned how to get along with each other. And they learned how to have themselves in the dorms, dormitories, where they had so many together. But in other words, they learned to live together as people. And I think that would have helped out an awful lot in the army, because that's what they went right into. Group. And they learned how to work as a group. They all worked them as a group. Each foreman had maybe 15 or 20 employees. And they all had to work together. And they learned that right off. I think it helped you. Most any way that you would take it in. It helped the boys and it helped or anywhere else, in any place that they went after they got out.
Do you think many of the boys got some training that they used for the rest of their lives or later in their lives?
I think so. At least to give them a start.
Do you know? Think there were any problems with the CCC? Did you see any problems?
Not really. We don't. The CCC didn't have problems, but it had drafts. And if the person didn't work, once you're going to draft about something, you have to draft about something. But as far as actual problems, I don't think they really had any. No serious problems.
What did you do after you left the CCC in, what was it,
1937. I took a job as a park sheriff. I told you that I helped with the water system. And when they got the water system completed, they needed somebody to operate it. And the park sheriff didn't have a maintenance crew at that time. And I got the job as the maintenance job. The water system right there. And I worked, that was a temporary appointment. They just sent a telegram in. The superintendent called me, the park superintendent called me down to his office one day. Our office was right close together. Told me they needed a man the next morning. He asked me how soon I could go to work for the park there, and I told him in the morning. So I just got the man in the office. I told him that night that had my discharge in the next morning. And I went to work for the park service. And they went ahead of personal transportation for almost 6 or 8 months, I guess. Yeah, I had a car of my own, so I went back to cars from the office. And they let me have a car. And I kept it, I think, about 6 months. It was real nice. And then at the end of that first year, temporary appointment, I got a permanent appointment on the ship service as an electrician. And I worked there 34 years.
How did you learn all this surveying and electrician? Did you learn that on your own?
Been doing it.
Just picking it up?
Been doing it. On the job. Of course, I took a correspondence course in surveying, but I learned more on the job really than I did in the correspondence.
Enough to be an electrician, that's a lot.
The maintenance crew is where I learned about electrical work. Because we had it there to do and nobody to do it, and I just did it. Trial and error, I guess. But anyway, I got by with it. And I enjoyed the whole 34 years I worked for it.
And when did you retire?
71.
And you've lived in this area since then?
I lived in here for four. Been here 47 years. On the farm.
Did you have to go anywhere for the war?
No. No, I have a handout problem. They wouldn't take me. I volunteered for the CB, but they wouldn't take me. They said my hand was paralyzed. Stop.
Anything else you'd like to tell me about the CCC?
No, not that I know of, except they've done a good job. For some reason or other, I don't know how it was named, but nearly all government work seems to be more or less political, but it wasn't. CCC wasn't political in any way. The foremen or the employees, I mean the locals, or it just wasn't. There wasn't anything political about it. It just, you go in there and do your job, and if you didn't do your job, there's a chance. But it was a good organization, I thought.
And you still run into people around?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's all the questions I have. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Okay.